Support this podcast at patreon.com/rednews.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Nick, can you hear me?
Unfortunately.
Fucking twat. I don't even know. Are we on, is this 73 or 74? Not really. I think there's much more important things. Right, we may as well start.
It's not really a difficult job.
I'm going to... Well, I'm going to do my boring bit intro, which is, little did I know when we were...
Signal shit.
Mine?
Yeah, it's bad. Is that me?
Hang on. How about now? I know I'm fucking. I know I'm old, but I'm not that old. How's that?
Well, you're clear, but you're quiet, sir.
Well, I'm speaking in a. Because I thought. I've got my boy being. I'm supposed to be quiet, aren't I? Right, how's that?
Say more stuff.
This is very amateurish. I've got to bring my red wine over as well.
Oh, you got on the red?
Yeah, desperate times calls for desperate measures.
Fair.
Right, so I'm going to talk my usual waffle first. So little did we realise when I was in a bar happy as can be a couple of weeks ago with Steve in a Bruges eatery doing a John Merrick impression, which one of my mates said sounded more like John McCrurick, that the world was going to cave in. Now, Nick, do you feel guilty at all that you took my ticket into the last game we could play this century?
Wow. I mean, even though you did say it wasn't my fault, and you did text me saying that it was your fault.
Yeah, but I might have changed that opinion now.
Ah, right, okay, fair enough. And you thought you'd let me know now?
Yeah.
No,
I'm joking. That was a cheap shot. To talk seriously, we have got, you know, the world's fucking so surreal at the moment, and it's really hard to gauge what's going on. And also, you know, my anxiety's through the roof, worrying about Albert and everything. But I think you've got to also have gallows humour. So you've got to, you know, try and have a laugh during this, because we're all watching the news, we're all bugged to fuck about it, that I think it's best if we just try and, you know, not normal, but United are a minor, you know, importance. I saw like the Pogba thing earlier, and my first thing was, he's in a Juve top. And then I thought, give your head a wobble. It doesn't matter. And then it turns out he's wearing the kit of the bloke who's got it. So the things, the normal rules of engagement of everything we do are way off. But football is a distraction, because otherwise we'd go stir fucking crazy if we think about this. You know, our loved ones, we all just want to come through this as best we can. So, you've got to have that gallows humour. I would say, like the last one, I was going, I'm panicking here. You know, I think United are panicking. I think the football world's panicking. And sometimes I can be an utter dickhead. And obviously, I had no comprehension of how bad this was going to get. So you have to stop football. So whatever I said in the last podcast is utter bollocks. So and the importance that, like Nathan, you actually have been self-isolating, that you may have this, but they can't test you. Your knee went crazy. So what's that been like?
So I've not left the house since, what day is it today?
Wednesday.
Wednesday today. I left the house probably last Wednesday.
Jesus.
I tried to get tested. I didn't feel well last Monday. I tried to go to the doctors on Tuesday. I rang 111 everything. Because obviously, like we said, my knee's been all infected and stuff. So I was like, am I feeling ill because of this? It's like, I'm coming off the antibiotics. Is it that? So So I spoke to 111. I was like, I don't want to go to the doctors because I've got these chest, like, issues with my chest and I'm coughing and stuff, and I don't want to go just in case it's something else. And they're just like, well, have you been to Italy in the last 2 weeks? Have you been to China? And I'm like, no, but I still don't feel right. And they're like, oh, you're fine. So I end up at the UK. I still feel like I shouldn't be in there. But they're like, oh, well, you've not been to these places, so it's fine. I'm like, can I not be tested anyway? And they're like, well, you've not been to Italy. Oh, you'd be fine then. So they just sent me on my way. But I knew that I wasn't feeling right. Like, I felt in ways that I've not felt ill in that way. Because that's the thing, it's weird. It's like, I've not felt ill, but I've just constantly been coughing. I've constantly had, like, a tight chest. Like, it's slight, like, lack of being able to breathe in a little way, but nothing, like, major. But there was nothing literally I could do. So I was just like, to work, I was like, I still don't feel well. And I don't want to risk it. So I've just kept myself at home. Obviously, things have changed. Like, anyone with the symptoms had to stay home for 7 days. And then I was getting to that 7. So I was taking, when I started it off, being the start of it, sort of like, planning on going back to work. And then they changed it to 14 days if you're in, like, the household. So I'm still here. And it's to be fair, it's considering, it's just lucky that I'm a bit of an isolated, like, keep myself to myself bastard as it is, isn't it?
But, I mean, it's done your head in, obviously. Not the illness.
Honestly, the worst bit was the other night when I thought I was going to be able to get out, and then it changed again. That was the moment when I was, like, it got me. The rest of the time, I've just been, like, accepting that it needs to happen. But when the other day, when I literally was like, tomorrow I'm going to be able to go out and have some sort of normality. Like, I feel bad about not being able to go to work and other people are still at work. So I was like, I'll crack on and carry on. And then when it was said again that I had to stay in again, that's when it got to me. But that's the thing, I feel absolutely fine now. So come the end of the week, I should be able to crack on again. But
yeah,
by then, work might have to shut down by then anyway. So,
well, presumably what they're saying today, they might actually test the likes of you to see if you did have it for sure. And then if you're immune, I said, you could be one of these people who, your fucking world's your oyster. If you've had it.
That's the thing.
You can do anything, bitch.
There's a lot of shit on Facebook about people, like, hogging and, like, you know, hoarding stuff. But to be fair, especially in my local, like, Facebook group, there's a lot of people who are saying, like, putting it out there, if anyone needs anything, they'll come around and they'll help and stuff. So I'm, like, one, as soon as I'm allowed to leave the house, I'm all for doing that.
Yeah. Well, you hope the good of people, but the initial thing, I mean, fucking bog roll hoarding, and that's in week one. What are we going to be like if this carries on for 18 months?
Feel like a scene from 28 Days Later.
Fighting over the last scrap of tissue paper. Jesus. So have you given thought to United, Nathan, or is it just totally... Be on it, you know.
It's weird, like, considering it's been, like, so long that I've been here, it doesn't feel like it's just blended into one now.
Yeah.
But I mean, it would have helped if it'd been on, though, wouldn't it? It would have at least broke it up so far.
100%, like, but then, like, you know, there's Netflix and stuff, but, like, I said the other day, like, it's not being able to go to my granddad's and just watch football with him, and it's like, that's the horrible thing. My granddad doesn't leave the house as it is, but at least I can go to him. But at the moment, that can't happen. And
well, that's it. You know, the series.
It's watching random games of football that gets him through.
Yeah. And the serious side is, you know, there's two of the sellers who misses as a pregnant. There's a cut, you know, asthma. There's so many people we see at Old Trafford. They're not, you know, just readers, people you say hello to, that are worried what is going to be like. It's too much of a head fuck. That's what, like, red wine is getting. Albert came, you know, picked him up for nursery, and he came and he said, "You've got a lot of wine, Daddy." Fuck me. This is but the saddest thing, we've had a big chat. You know, he's not even five yet, and we've had a big boys chat about everything that's happening. And his first words were, "Have I got enough puffers?" Because he has asthma pumps. And I thought, he doesn't need, you know, he doesn't need to know about this one, but you got to, you know, the shops. And then he went, I said, like, because we always sometimes go for a baby chino, posh, after picking him up. And he goes, who's going to make my baby chino? We've become very middle class here, you see. But right, so Nick, do you want to talk NFL for 10 seconds to bore the living daylights out of us? Go on.
I'm not going to be able to live for a week. I don't want to end up, this is going to finish me up.
No, I won't do it. This, you know, I'm just going to sit here in my, I don't know if I'm happy or not about it, so I'll just keep.
What, so the Glazers are about to get Tom Brady?
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure people might know by now, obviously I've followed the Buccaneers since before the Glazers take over at United and stuff and see loads from them, but I mean, obviously they've always tried to go after the biggest names American football forever. You know, I did the runaround with so many of the most famous coaches in the league's ever had. They've done it before with Brett Favre. He's one of the most famous players of all time in the league. So, I mean, them getting Tom Brady is a massive, massive shock. I mean, it's mainly down to the coaching staff. I don't really think the Glazers have done anything or anything like that, but I think the coaching staff that we've got in play, plus our quarterback coach knows him a little bit. I think he's kind of been a bit of a good fit. His wife works in Miami. I just think it's all very, very, very fitting, and the Glazers are going to love the success that comes off the back of it. You know, they'll be on all the primetime games, they'll be selling the most famous shirt in the league. They're going to make so much money off the back of it. So
how much do they have to put in, though? Do they just put in his wages? So he signs on a free transfer. I wish I hadn't started this conversation. Go on.
Well, he's just been released, so he's just a free agent, so they just pick him up, and then obviously they've got a salary cap in the NFL, which comes out of that, so for them, they're not really that bothered. They'll pay him whatever.
Yeah, but if they're shit, why is he joining them?
Well, I mean, we're all right. We're on the all-truth area. Pretty decent year last year. I think the thing is for us, we've got a really good team, but we've had a really bad quarterback, so I think with him coming in there, he's pretty famous for being pretty chilled out and pretty. I think he'll be all right. I mean, it's not done yet, so I'm not getting carried away or anything. And like I say, he's 42, whatever he is. He's on
42. Jesus. Yeah. Right, can we never talk about this again? Yeah. So right.
How's that done? Crack on.
Yeah. Nick's in his element, just in his underpants, self isolating to fucking NFL replays. Yeah, but that's because you're a dictatorial. Yeah. You'll be the last man standing in work. Briefcase wanker.
Walk.
Oh, God.
So I've got to be like that. You know, it's just unfortunately the way it is.
There'll be video cameras of you walking through the streets, won't there? There he is. He's broken isolation.
It'll literally just be like all like 90 people at my work, great, free Manchester.
So, we're going to find out more. So this might be redundant by the time people listen to this. But what do you reckon about the season, Liverpool? You know, like the huge. But this is where I'm at. Like the great, you know, the humour about the Scousers. But also, there's part that you turn it onto the TV and you think, you know, the seriousness of it almost dwarfs everything. But it would be fantastic if they nulled the season. You know, like you can't deny it. But what do you think? I think they'll try and play it, whatever, whenever.
I'm apparently going to announce something tomorrow, I think, maybe.
But have you seen that clip of Sky talking about it? You know, you can't just award them a title, because what do you do about Aston Villa 3 points behind us, 3 points behind Sheffield United, 2 points behind us?
What happens with City's League Cup? Does that get scrapped if the season scraps? Is that... I don't know, that's a bit significant, but I was just thinking about it. What happens with that? Because, I mean, they've already won it, so do they keep that? Do they not keep it?
I don't know, but everything. Does this mean Bournemouth never happened? Did Watford never happen?
No, that very much happened.
Can we claim ticket money refunds back for the whole of the season? That'll be a result. But I, you know, there's a thing that you could play a short and see. It's all too much of a head fuck. You just don't know, because if it's 12 to 18 months, you can't even comprehend us talking about football. But how do we cope without outlets?
Yeah, but then watching football when it's behind, it's mad how different football behind closed doors watching it on telly. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
In a word.
Yeah. But I think they'll do that if they possibly can.
When we did play that game and the other night, and you could just hear that solo, whoever that one United fan that you could hear singing, that was quite good. I did enjoy that.
Or just the solitary bugle of the last post. A pissed up Red singing. Two people got in.
How did they get in?
Well, through very, you know, Mission Impossible, Tom Cruise would have been impressed. I have to, because of my, as you call it, AIDS, I had to pick up all my medicines on Monday to make sure I'm all right. And they say that one of them could be the cure, so you'll be fucking begging me for it, the tablets that I've got, when if it is. But like, I was on the train, and you know when you do an involuntary cough anyway, because you can be nervous or you just... And I was thinking, you can't even do that anymore, because people would just pounce on you like Will Smith, I Am Legend. Right, but we had loads of topics. So we can talk about... I mean, it feels frustrating, purely on the United thing, that we were just getting going again and we were just feeling happy about it.
Yeah.
Or does everything just...
Like, the last time I saw both of you was literally... Well, I saw you just before City and I saw Nick just after.
With my ticket in his pocket.
God. Get over it. It's been what? It's been like 10 days.
If I get it, Nick, I will be literally breathing it down every day. Like, it'll get whimper. I'll be crying. I never got to see United. No, but that's amazing. We only played 6 days ago. And it feels like fucking years.
Yeah.
It's been very slow.
And there's been so many, you know...
Some sort of news. Did he say that Matic has had an extension? You know,
there you go. We can talk about that.
And Diego.
There's a picture of Fred at Blackpool Place.
Yeah, that's good. And Diego Dalot revealed why he took his shirt number, and it was the most boring answer ever. It was just, well, that was the only one going. And that was actually a news story on a few sites that Diego Dalot cheated. But Shaw's been, you know, can we talk football? I don't know. Shaw was so impressive. Shaw's form has been good. Does it feel stupid?
I mean, going around what he's going to look like after all of this.
He's going to be big when he comes back.
We all are. I used to like, I like my walks, but God almighty, I'm going to be gigantic by the end of this.
All that red wine.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone else is heading for the bog rolls. I'm just heading for the vino section.
That's all I did. I've just gone and bought a bottle of whiskey on the way home.
Well, that might... Has that helped you, Nathan, the whiskey and honey?
Well, I'm cured.
Do you feel much better? Do you feel much better? Nathan,
you
do you feel much better?
Yeah, I feel fine. And I think that's what was frustrating, is that I could... Like, obviously, I understand why, but I feel fine. But, you know, I just need to wait.
I just feel so sorry for the world when Nathan finally gets released on the general public. Like, he's miserable and angry at the best of times. And, like, now he's been cooped up all by himself. He's not spoken to another human. Imagine how fuming he's going to be.
Yeah, but the bizarre thing will be, not that they'll let you, but can you imagine? We'll all be locked up and you'll be the only fucker out. It will be I Am Legend. You'll be steaming through Tinder and there'd just be no one there. It would just be an empty universe.
Honestly, I was looking through the other day and there was someone whose bio was, I'm in self-isolation, I need someone to talk.
What, just talk or go round them and you're suddenly stuck with... That could be bad, couldn't it? If you're stuck in isolation with someone you turn out you hate after 2 days.
Sitcom though,
isn't it? Yeah. All these opportunities, but you can't film. You can't get the cameraman in.
God. I'm surprised Gogglebox hasn't done anything. You know, like coronavirus special with them all watching telly and just all little infected in dressing gowns.
But that's what I don't think anyone knows.
I think that's what the normal Gogglebox is, isn't it?
And it's Friday, Nick. It's only been 5 days. But that's what I don't think anyone knows properly how to deal with it, because you feel guilty if you're having a laugh, because obviously, but it's invisible. So the fact that we're not seeing, and also yet we're not seeing it in, you know, where we live in terms of the real impact. As I went to the hospital and they said that people were nicking hand sanitizer, and I just thought, I've always said we're one step away from savagery, but I didn't realise we'd be fucking two or three days into it and then people would be doing that sort of shit.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But so should we go through the questions people asked?
Okay.
There were some serious ones. So talk about the work Nicky Butt's doing at youth level, which I thought, yeah. And the bizarre thing, tangent, Chong, I mean, the rumours from good sound people where he was going, and then it's sudden U-turn. What's that all about?
Seems like he gets on well with Olay.
Have they signed him up so that they can sell him on for more money? Or
I don't know. Or did he not get offered the money? And if the rumours, you know, about his people slagging off Olay's tactics, then, and the coaching style under McKenna, you think that, I don't know, they must hear it. But you're, Nick, go on. Give us a quick, you've got, on the WhatsApp group, you're so smug about Olay. You must have felt happy, the 11-game run.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just forecast a bit of nothing now, doesn't it, really? You don't know if we're going to be able to pick it up again when we start again. But I mean, I remember having this chat with Nathan, and not to be unfair to Nathan, but you did say you kept repeatedly saying you can't see a plan of what we were trying to build or what we were trying to do on the pitch and things like that. And it's like, for me, I've always been the total opposite, and I know I'm so biased because I'm not shy with my love for Olay. I think he's like, he's up there with like Eric and people like that for me, you know, such fond memories from childhood and stuff. But I've always had this vision of what he's been doing and could see where it was going. And again, he always was said, I think it was the last podcast, about just begs the question of why Fernandez was not signed sooner, because he's blatantly the missing part of that. There's still a couple of players in the way. I'm not going to say we're going to win the league or anything daft like that, but we're certainly well in that top four conversation in terms of the squad that we've got. And I just think that, you know, what he's been building and the players that he signed, all of them just make complete sense to me. Even Agallo's made a bit of sense.
Yeah.
That was even before he's coming and had what has been a decent start. It's just because he's the opposite of what we've not got up front, which is just a solid ball player.
And it's been a Brucey bonus, him, and I'm delighted for him. And he's scored some bloody good goals.
Brilliant. But even the goals against Derby and stuff, you know, when he gets them in the 6-yard area, mm-hmm. and he gets those scrappy goals. It's like, we've got no one in that team that can score those kind of goals. It's just something different. And even then, it's like, only as a striker, you would expect him to be able to recognise that a little bit more and, you know, understand that about players needing to be in certain positions, and most coaches should do, but as a striker more so. So I just think, again, it's more credit. I think everything he's done is building towards this overall goal. And I think if we carry on this trajectory that we're going at the moment, I just think it's really encouraging. And
yeah, but also, I've
got to think about it all this season. I mean, don't get me wrong, Bournemouth and Watford, you know, there were lows in there. But when you play the young side, you're going to have these hiccups.
Yeah, but if you think back to Burnley, particularly City, after that first half, I was absolutely gutted. But where this does count, this does matter, even if it's all voided, Nick, that, to repeat, you know, the annoying phrase I keep using, the breathing space, Olay is in charge of us next season, I'm sure. So that might not have happened, say, if this had happened in January. Olay will go into knowing that hopefully his job is secure and he can plan. But where we are with when it starts, what budget he gets because the share price has tanked. And the second thing is, not only has Nathan now possibly had the coronavirus, but you've just dug him out. Well done, Nick. Your best mate. Right, so Star Trek, Kirk or Picard? Well, it could have been Doctor Who, so I'm going to go Picard. I wouldn't have said that 5 years ago. Right. So Vinny, who's off his tits, why are corduroy, I can't even say it, trousers still acceptable attire in 2020? I bet you've got a pair, Nick. Cords?
No,
why
would I
have?
I haven't got a pair, but I know a few people who do. And, you know, if it, you know.
I do, but I don't wear them. They're in social isolation themselves because you just feel a bit embarrassed these days wearing them.
I'm coming back.
Right, who's the most famous person, not a footballer, that stopped and bought a mag from you?
The guy who used to be in Coronation Street.
Lee Boardman.
Yeah. Buys one for me every now and again.
Yeah, he's a sound lad.
Is that who it is? Mm. I've my mum fancies.
What's that? Your mum?
It's the guy who used to be in Coronation Street who my mum fancies. You knew exactly who I was talking about. Just don't forget Barney's great at finding out people's personal lives. He's great. He's into the history, takes a right batter.
Right, go on then, Nick.
Well, it technically wasn't from me, but I was next up. Does that count?
No.
No, all right. That would have been Ben Stokes.
Well, Ben Stokes didn't buy the mag, did he?
No, he didn't. No, so I suppose he didn't buy it. It's not a football. Oh, shit, it recognising celebrities. I've had a journalist buy it before.
Does Eamon Holmes count?
Yeah, not
sadly.
Right, what's the coldest game you've been at?
Astana. Next question.
Yeah, mine's Vienna in the 90s. And Brighton was 2 years ago yesterday.
Which Vienna? The one with the famous Schmeichel set?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we got called a panel today. Do you like that?
I love that.
Which?
They're my new favourite listener.
Which team would we like to see play who we've never played in a competitive match? And then he put River Plate or Boca away, please. So I'd go Boca.
Definitely. River Plate are the fascist team, aren't they? So I don't want to play them. Well, racist.
But you don't have to go. You don't. Who out of anywhere in the world?
Well, I probably would pick Boca. I love that stadium. And I was gutted that I couldn't be there for the game when I was there.
Nathan? So
I probably would pick Boca. On Norman.
Yeah, it would be good to see us play at one of the... Although, like, me and Nick have been saying, have you watched that Race Around the World programme, Barney?
No.
Oh, it's great.
It's really good.
I forgot it.
Basically, we're saying that we, like, I'd predominantly be good at it, but Nick would be good to tag along.
what?
It's just a really good, like, people have to just travel from, like, one part of the world to the other without flying. And I'm watching it, like, and they're all doing it as like it's some big thing. And it's like, this is my holiday. This is what I've been doing.
The only difference with Nathan on that programme is literally, instead of just finding somewhere to sleep, he just chooses a random Tinder date in his destination.
No, but it made me
so, yeah, got very happy. Where come from?
Just the current theory.
She doesn't speak a word of the Queen's, and she's going to show me the sights.
The current series is going through South America, so that's why.
Right. Okay, so, right, someone's asked a serious question. Does Pogba fit in this team without affecting Bruno's licence to create? Well, you know my opinion if you've read the new mag. Just call it a day whenever it happens.
Oh, yeah, that's probably... Is that a different question, though? Sounds like it's a different question to that, though. It's definitely call it a day. We all want to move on.
All right, well, so who do you drop, then? There's no... That doesn't... I don't think it works.
I think you could make... I mean, he's so deep for us, Pogba, though, isn't he? And Fernandes gets forward, so... I mean, in terms of his ability, yeah, it definitely would work. They're too good not to make it work. It's just, will we ever see it? And the answer's probably not.
And I think you're going back to this self-isolation for us all has affected you. You know, he's so good. He's so... Let's talk realities, you know. I mean, if he signs a new contract... I think it just sends the wrong message out, you know, for what Ollie's trying to achieve.
Are you seeing a training with Lindelof today? What was that about?
Yeah, that's what I said earlier. Pay attention, Nick.
Just don't. I know it was, but what was it about, though? Just a bit.
Well, because I don't know.
I think they're all still having to stay training because they don't know what's, you know, they can't train at the moment.
Would you really want to be isolated for Pogba, though, if you've gone to a lockdown? Like, which United player would you choose to go to lockdown with? That's a better question. My definitely would be Pogba.
Well, the thing is, you'd have to hold his camera. It would just be, can you hold the phone while you take another video, Vic? Can you hold this camera, Vic, please? I want to post on Instagram, Vic.
Yeah, but just Google it now.
I'd go for Luke Shaw because we'd have pizzas.
Um,
Right.
I think it's got to be Matt around it.
Oh, just, yeah. There'd be lots of hugs.
I'm sure we'd make some nice food.
And I there'd be lots of hugs, and I tell you, you know, and this is important, like the mental health situation now, we've all got to just try and get through this. And I do worry about my own. I'd love a Jan. If he hugged me every night, he just, I don't know, it would be wonderful. He'd just knock on all of our doors and you'd have to keep 6 feet, but he just waved at us all before we went to bed. That would be wonderful.
Not
in a sexual kind of way, just, you know.
Needs to get his blood going again.
Yeah, well, he needs to speak to Red News, because I've put that appeal out to past and present United players to speak to the Mag to help keep us going and alive. And we've not been inundated, if truth be told. Although someone is asking a player, a current player, a big one, so I hope not
really
going to
be. Strange as they are, that they might be allowed to do it.
Well, I hope the club realise, come on, you know, we could ourselves fall apart here if this carries on. The fanzine could go, so come on. I hope they're doing the right thing. And that is, you know, we're setting up the summer campaign. I don't want to fucking bug you, but if times are going to be tough for a lot of people, if you can buy the current mag or subscribe, it will mean the world for when we return, you know. So, plug's over. Right, next question. Someone's put fan channels, how do we kill them off? And then someone's put, if you were a professional boxer, what song would you wank to? That's bizarre. What? Someone's actually put
that.
Where
did that come from? I was presuming he was going to say, what song would you walk on?
Yeah, no, it definitely says the other.
It's got to be a typo.
I don't think so. Because it would be walk out to, wouldn't it? I think I'd go Simply the Best. Well, yeah, still.
looking in the mirror.
If I had one.
What song would it?
That would be Caesar's Palace, Jerk It Out. Or probably Michael Jackson, Beat It.
You so forensically knew that answer, Nick. Like, you didn't even hesitate.
Yeah.
Did you?
What's that? When I think about you, I touch myself.
Yeah, but you're both going for the obvious ones. Maybe it should be, you know, like a bit of Schubert.
More Even Wood by the Beatles.
Oh? One of those classical things that builds up.
That's not like my sexual experience. I'd have something that just starts off hardcore and like fizzles out after about 40 seconds. Like 2.5 minutes of crying.
Well, apologising. I mean, you're getting married, so we were all going to Galway, weren't we? And this is, yeah, devastating for Brighton weekend. How are you feeling about it, Nick?
Well, it's not great, but, you know, there's bigger things, isn't there, really? That's kind of what you've just got to chalk up to. I mean, Ryanair said doing the flights, the accommodation, said they move it back, so we're not losing any cash out of it, then, and we can get a date arranged at some point, then, I don't know.
I feel
a bit bummed out.
It's just this. It's just that air of surrealness, and I just want everyone to be all right. But that's my child, you know, the childlike in me. It's not going to, is it? You know, there's hundreds and thousands of people going to die, and I just cannot get my head wrapped, you know, in deep. And that's where, you know that I take the pill for my anxiety. I just, not for me, for my boy, for grandma, you know, they're just, it's that going to bed thinking what put me, like last week, and it felt surreal, and it was a detachment. It wasn't even like where we're at now, but it was Tom Hanks has got it, the NBA's been cancelled. And that was happening within a few hours. And it's inconsequential to you all being all right. But I just... Yeah, I can't get my head around it. No. No, it's wartime. You know, my parents were evacuated. You know, they had rationing. You don't know. But even this is a different type. And if you trusted the people in charge, you know, I don't know. You don't want to make it political, do you? But it's all... There's so many ifs and buts that we're going into. that I think the only thing, you know, like every night now I'm watching one news bulletin and then I'm watching comedy because I just want to fucking laugh. Yeah. Nobody's come for this having a laugh. So.
You can't know, watch too much of the news though, you'll neg yourself out.
Yeah, I was the other day though. I was, seriously.
It's
and then,
the same touch, isn't it? You know,
yeah, you need to know some things, but you'll be tough. But then, you know, there are people who don't watch it and they are going, and there are people who go, it's not this big, but we can't be doing all this unless it's, you know, they know a lot of shit that's going to hit the fan.
Well, you just have to look at the sides of it, is that, you know, things like seem to be getting a lot better in China. Like, you know, they've passed over it. The big hospitals are closing. Everything. So it's like, it's just a case of we need to just brace ourselves for the big hit, and then hopefully in...
Yeah, that's the positive. But my neurosis gets me, Nathan, that I start...
As China, then a few months' time, and we'll be, like, hopefully back to some sort of normality.
But that's where my neurosis gets me, that I worry... What if it comes back to China? What if this is the normal now? And that's where I sometimes let myself, you know, and you need to give your head a wobble and say...
Well, then by that time, then you'd think that there'd be a vaccine that if it does become a yearly thing, then it just gets
put
with the rest of the different types of flus and stuff. And
yeah.
It becomes part of that, and, you know.
Yeah, and you know, and I don't know. Nick?
It's crazy that the person who's been in solitary confinement for a week is the most positive.
Yeah, but that's because all you've watched, we've been watching the news and you've got Pornhub.
I've completed it. Filthy animal.
This is the bit, right?
Italy were given free access to Pornhub Premium. Because they were in lockdown, and they've not done that to us yet.
Yeah, and who pays for it anyway? I mean, in this day and age, fucking hell.
I don't want to know the answer to that question, man. I really, really don't.
But so, if we go for that positive way, then things return to normal in say, 3 months. Then do you play the season in July and August?
Yeah.
I've still got my tiny dream. You can unbook the rooms now, Shane. I think we need a different date though.
I think I think UEFA have basically said that it needs to be over by the end of June though, doesn't it?
There's no way that's happening.
Well then that means that it's called off then, I think they're basically saying. Because if things do get back to normal by say 3 or 4 months, then you can't just start with them because then the next season overlaps into when they want to do the Euros and stuff. So you need to have some sort of cut off point, don't you?
But then it could be 6 or 7 months before you see United again. And I know, you know, but that's heartbreaking.
It is, but
I know. I know.
A lot more things.
Of course it is. But it keeps, you know, us going. Imagine if I'm not going to see you for...
There's nothing more I'd love than to be stuck at home when there's just football on all.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's how it is.
Are you both doing all right, though?
Yeah, honestly, I feel... Like, the other day, like I say, I was feeling shit about it because of thinking, oh, I'm going to be out, and then it wasn't. But physically, I feel fine. And I just know that, hopefully... I'll be able to be out and I'll be able to just go and help my granddad and just see what I can do to help other people, I guess.
Lovely. Yeah. We still don't know what fucking bit you either, do we?
Oh, no idea, bloody hell. That's all fine, though. You know.
Your knee didn't fall off.
Maybe it was a bat, I don't know.
Oh, God, don't. God. Right, Nick, come on, give us your final thought. You've hardly talked much.
I don't know, I've just been listening to Nathan, I've got a really lovely quarantine story. It's fascinating. I just think it's really interesting, even when people talk about self-isolating and stuff. And when I spoke to my grandpa yesterday, and I rang him just to see how he's intending to, and he's just like, oh, are you coming around this weekend? It's like, oh, probably not. Probably just give it a miss for a little bit, grandpa. That's all right. Well, I'll keep ringing you, see how you are. He's like, oh, yeah, I don't really get all the drama, me. It's not like we're in a war. You're like, well, okay.
Yeah.
It's just funny. It's like, you know, the mentality towards it is just fascinating. It's just like, oh, we survived a war. If they won't be around.
No, I know. And there is that. And I don't want to keep, you know, but my dad, you know, they died of different things, but the underlying, you know, the certificate both is pneumonia, and it's fucking brutal at the end. So I don't want anyone, you know, it's just brutal. And that's heartbreaking for people that are beginning to, right, but we can't, you know, we've got, right, upbeat. What's, come on, hit us with some upbeat.
Well, at least you were right, you know, when we were at Old Trafford at the
Derby. I did say it'd be the last game this season, yeah. How do you feel about Tony now, Nick?
Well, he's crap, isn't
he? Oh, just, for God's sake.
He scores a goal here and there. Everyone thinks he's brilliant. I can't get the head around it.
Well, what's he on? 18 for the season. He's not here and there.
Well, I'm just saying, he's at the moment now finding a bit of form, and he just go missing games and then he'll come back up. And, which, you know, it's fine. Football's going through that, but I'd still like him to offer more than just doing nothing all game and taking one chance that comes his way. Some people like that in a striker. Not me personally, I'd rather him contribute to the overall team effort.
Yeah, because I think there are people out there who could score the same amount and contribute more than
him. He's so lazy. The
thing is, use like Berbatov as an example. He was allowed to be that sort of, you know, like passive-y, lazy player because at the time, we had a lot of other good players around him where he's allowed to do that.
Yeah.
In a season where we need goals, we also do need other things as well.
Well, I do think Ighalo has shown the potential for what that type of striker could do, you know. Because he's more clinical than Lukaku, do you agree? In terms of... I have a bit more trust that he'll... score going on, and I liked, you know, I didn't have big issues with Rom apart from disappointment, but I feel more confident. That touch, bringing the ball down against City, you know, when...
Oh, like, good thing, that game, he came on, he didn't have any chances, but he came on with a job to do, and he did it. He came on, held up the ball, and he did it amazingly. I would never have trusted Lukaku to do that job.
Yeah. Right. Well, you could be, hopefully, a Scouser about to be found out, you know, it's taken away from them.
Oh, like that. I just sent, just before we started, there's inevitably been a version of the, you know, that downfall clip.
Yeah.
And it was Hitler. But it's, no, it's just him talking about thinking that the planning out the open top bus on the map at the beginning, and then going to get told that the league's been cancelled. It was inevitable that it was going to happen at some point, but
we'll see.
It was funny nonetheless.
Right, I love you all. I love all our readers. Everyone listening, stay safe. Take care. Buy the mag still. Final words, lads.
See everyone on a cold, wet street selling the mag all soon, and it'll be back to normal. And
I'll never moan about those again. God, I can't wait when we do.
About the rain.
I'll be so drunk that first game. I'll be so.
You were right when you put in the chat saying we deserve one hell of a pie when this is over.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you do. We'll see you at the wedding, Nick, won't we? We'll get to the thing. This is bizarre, though. Nathan is the most positive man in the world right now.
It'll be all right in the end. If it's not all right, then it's not the end.
No one has said in the symptoms for this disease that it makes you really positive at the end.
That's why we know he's not got it.
Right, take care, lads.
Support this podcast at patreon.com/rednews.